I'm Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. Welcome to the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Hey guys, welcome to the Refine and Restore podcast. I want to share with you real quick before we get into today's episode that I currently have my Aspiring Author programs open for enrollment until February 1st. That's just a couple days away. So if you've had a message on your heart to pursue writing, or you have a book idea burning in you that you want to share, but you don't know how, or you've been finding it difficult landing an agent or getting a book contract, this program is for you. I have a few more free discovery calls available this week if you want to connect with me, or feel free to email me at rachel@rachelcswanson.com, and I can provide you all the details and the cost of the program for, you know, all my introvert peeps. Additionally, I would so appreciate your prayers as we continue to walk out our current faith adventure with this 60-acre ranch in southern Idaho that we became unexpected partners of just last year. So, you know, we believe God has an even bigger plan for this ranch than we ever anticipated. But I gotta be real. The fear of making it all a reality is real. So prayers that we get necessary funding in place, that we can start breaking more ground in the upcoming months, and ultimately that we will eventually be able to bring up this place to become one that refines and restores others to Him. Okay, so in this episode, it's episode 18, I've been wrestling with this concept of enough over the past several years and have gotten to a really freeing place of being content with where God has me right now. You know, I've stopped that striving and really started living into this current season with a new perspective. And I want to help you shift your thinking with this too. Overcome the lie that you don't have enough and step into the truth that enough is really right in front of you if you just have the eyes to see. A few years back, my husband and I were chatting on the couch and the topic of enough came up. At the time, he had a very successful job where his salary had continued to increase over the years. And as our income size grew, so did our expenses as we bought more things than we really needed. A beautiful home in a high rent area of Southern California. And we continued to dream of more and more vacations, more leisure, more of this and that. Has anyone ever been there? However, it got to the point where we took an honest look at ourselves and realized we both had an issue. We both never felt like it was enough. You know, the lens we viewed life by always seemed to be on the half-empty side. Never enough friends, never enough vacation, never enough money, never enough of really anything to satisfy our needs. And as much as we would say we would have enough, we'd look on the outside, we'd pretend like everything was good and that we were content. And yet, it still just seemed like there was something off. Like there was something saying it's just not satisfying our needs. We started to realize how much we were living for ourselves and for the American dream that says you'll be happier once you reach a certain income, or you'll be happier once you have a certain number of vacations planned, or you'll be happier once you have more friends, have kids, a better career, all that. But all that left us feeling emptier than before and wondering if true happiness could really be found having just enough. Recently, if you've been following our journey over the past year, if you haven't, tune into episode 9, and there's a 3-part story there for you. We decided, though, to move from the sprawling city area of Southern California to the rural hills of Southern Idaho. We bought a home recently in Idaho that was actually well below what we could have purchased because we didn't need anything exuberant. We had gotten to this place where we wanted just enough to enjoy and also not to be stretched too thin financially. We got rid of a ton of stuff in the process of this move that we realized was just cluttering up our life and didn't really add to it. My husband actually doesn't have a job right now, but my work makes just enough for us to be comfortable and focus on the God-given passions God has given us. And I may not have the flooring ideally that I would love to have in the house right now, but you know what? It's enough. It's more than enough, actually. And I'm learning to be content with enough and see things through different lenses than I did before, and having seen the fruit of living for God's kingdom rather than building my own kingdom here on earth. Recently, I met a sweet Christian lady who, upon the conversation, you know, I gathered that she was pretty well off. Her husband owns a successful business, and they live on over 10 acres of land in a mansion of a house that they built a few years back. They honestly have more than enough. And yet, the saddest response came out of her mouth, and I've been really wrestling with this, or this is why I'm sharing on the topic of enough. But it's when her husband said he wasn't content financially, and he didn't think he ever would be. He said, "I don't think it's ever going to be enough." Are you struggling with this in your life? When you scroll through your feed, do you struggle with feeling not enough compared to others? Is your life not shiny enough? Your faith isn't deep enough? Your house isn't nice enough? Your business isn't making enough? Your kids aren't tidy enough? Your husband isn't demonstrating his love? Everything just feels like not enough. But what if nothing is ever meant to be enough to satisfy the longings in our heart but Jesus? A nicer home won't make you happier. It'll simply add to the overwhelm of managing more and having more responsibility to take care of things. A bigger bank account won't make you happier either. Trust me, I've been there. Because you will never feel like it's enough, or you will continue to increase your standard of living, which will continue to keep you stretched too thin. What if we really could be happy with just enough? Not just happy, actually, but happier? I need to tell you from my heart, feels so much more peace right now because we have worked to shift our mindset from not enough to everything we are given is more than enough for us right now. We have simplified our life and took drastic changes to pursue the things that really matter most in the end, building up God's kingdom and serving with the talents, gifts, and characteristics we've been given. I've shared this story before, but it needs repeating. It's in Exodus chapter 16, and it's when Moses was bringing the people out of Egypt who were under the bonds of slavery, and they found themselves in the wilderness without any provisions. So God, being the great God that he is, rained down manna, which is a bread-like substance that they could eat every morning and get their fill. And he brought quail in the evening that they could cook up and eat and also just feel nourished and satisfied. They had enough. They were being provided for. And yet, just like our human nature, they grumbled about not having enough instead of praising the miracle of having just enough to sustain them. Or gosh, when King Solomon, you know, he is one of the wisest that ever lived. And he talks about Ecclesiastes, and he was one of the most, actually the richest rulers of the world, that he had everything at his disposal and he filled on all the pleasures of the world. And yet he even said, all of it is meaningless. He got to this point where he realized it was never going to fully satisfy, that nothing ever fully satisfies except when we focus our eyes on what truly does satisfy. And it's Jesus. It's God. You know, God is our ultimate and deepest satisfaction. And when we truly give our hearts over to him, when we pray and ask for God to be our everything, that is when our hearts start to come to a place of contentment and deep satisfaction. And you might be in a season right now where you need to confess this struggle to Jesus. Gosh, I've been there, you guys, and I still sometimes have to take this struggle to him over and over again and ask him to help change my heart or my husband's heart, you know, or whoever's heart to be content with what you've been given. So ask him right now to change your heart, give you this heart for being content with what you have, to not ask for more and make that the ultimate end all, but just love what you have, to enjoy simple and not get carried away with the promise of the American dream, which honestly, guys, does not satisfy. Because if we continue to look like the rest of the world, pursuing our own efforts for wealth, status, and fortune in this American dream, how will anyone else know that the true fortune is actively serving God and utilizing the gifts he's given us to bring greater impact to the world around us, ultimately pursuing those God-given dreams that he's given us? 1 Corinthians 9:8 says, God has the power to provide you with more than enough of every kind of grace. That way you will have everything you need always and in everything to provide more than enough for every kind of good work. Friends, you have everything you need right now to do the work God has called you to do and to fill your heart with deep satisfaction. And through God, you can have enough love to give others, enough compassion for those around you, enough forgiveness towards those who hurt you, enough financial provision to do what God's called you to do, and enough strength to get you through whatever ails you. Let him have a true heart. Let him be enough. Do you have a message on your heart to share, but you have no idea where to start? Maybe you enjoy writing and have thought of writing a book before, but feel overwhelmed by the process of it or feel stuck right now and don't know what your next step is. Or maybe you are feeling stagnant in your faith, unsure of what your purpose is. I know what that used to feel like, and that's why I'm now here to help mentor you through the process. Grab one of my free discovery calls by going to my coaching page, rachelcswanson.com/coaching, and check out the types of coaching I have to offer. As always, you can find me on Instagram or Facebook using my name, Rachel C. Swanson. Can't wait to connect with you.